Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Nepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Nepper. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. There goes Madlock. The throw from Hodges to Flynn, and Madlock is out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nepper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark bunts towards third. Maddox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maddox. Evans moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Clark moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Knepper covering. Safe. Tom Greve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greve is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knepper bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngblood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman juggles the ball. That's an error on Koosman. Clark moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Whitfield now playing left field. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grieve hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knepper strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Madlock is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Andrews now playing second base. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn bunts towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox juggles the ball. That's an error on Maddox. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Mazzilli goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grieve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montanez moves to second. Bruce Boisclair pinch runs for Tom Grieve. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing right field. Vic Harris pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Skip James pinch hits for Bob Knepper. Skip James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.